just what the Sandman brought to me. They stood around with a great big smile, and when you did the crazy twist, they all went wild. You're a good rockin' daddy. Yes, you're a good rockin' daddy. Come on now, up on your feet. You can't be beat. You're a good rockin' daddy.
She's probably somewhere between 13 and 15 right there, under the wing of Johnny Otis and crew. That's Etta James, Good Rockin' Daddy, way cool stuff. That's Los Angeles back in the day right there. Etta James, you would do yourself well to get a whole bunch of Etta James music. Get the early, early stuff, which you can find on Facebook. You can download, turn them into MP3s, but I would say buy it. Yeah, just get some of the greatest hits. The stuff she did at Chess Records, too. Oh, my God. You can't go wrong there. We're talking serious religious experience. Good rockin' daddy. Theta War next year, you're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I have to get a look at this party. I'm flipping over. Oh, my God. It's on the Wall Street Journal page. The Wall Street Journal. Oh, it's letting me in. This is very strange. I went over to Drudge, and I'm looking at the three presidents. They're calling it the three presidents. Complex past team up in effort to defeat Trump. They're rallying the Democrat Socialist Party right now. You got Bill Clinton. You got Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama has been running the show anyway. This is the fundamental transformation of America through the sock puppet Joe Biden, that he's been large and in charge since day one. Keep in mind that they were thoroughly demoralized and pissed off. Didn't last long, only a second or two, when Hillary Clinton got beaten. They thought they're never letting that happen again. They'll do whatever it takes to game the system, to fraudulently install somebody. And I thought, well, let's get Joe, because Joe will make a good sock puppet. Yeah, that had to be part of the plan. Obama knew what Joe Biden was about. He knew he was just a malleable piece of clay that they could make do whatever they want, and that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Joe gets up there and looks like he's somewhat in charge of possibly his life, but no, it's Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama. So they had this party the other night, and it was at Radio City Music Hall. And let's see. I want to see if it says what they raised. Maybe they're still counting the money. They got to be still counting the money because it's not here. Yeah. I bet they had the Rockettes, too. I bet they went all out. But they had all the Hollywood royalty there, all of the media royalty. Everybody who's anybody on the communist side was there big time. Say here, the gathering aims to enhance Biden's substantial fundraising lead over Trump, with the president's campaign apparatus reporting $155 million in the bank through the end of February. I think Trump's got that beat, doesn't he? It takes money, takes dough. And who was I talking to today? Oh, my good pal Sharon X. If we don't get the D.C. Republican National Committee, that's now Laura Trump, and what's his name, Watney, whatever his name is, if they don't start going into states and setting up mega campaigns, I just heard today that the Democrats are bragging they've set up 30-plus campaign offices in Michigan. Just bam, just recently. Have the Republicans done that? I don't think so. And they need education campaigns. They need to start running 60-second educational, call it propaganda, good kind of propaganda about what's actually happening. It doesn't have to, it shouldn't be a political message. It should be an education about what's happening. Have you noticed that everything you buy is more expensive now? Have you noticed that that happened since 2021? Have you put that together? Have you noticed that some of the things that used to be way cheaper were way cheaper because there were executive orders in place that were erased as soon as 2021 came around? You know, things like that, just throw it in people's faces. Now, you're not going to convert the dyed-in-the-wall cult members. No. You cannot talk with a progressive and convert them. But there are people out there that have no idea what's going on. And many won't vote. They just don't vote. They don't get up and vote. They should, but they don't. And we've got to overwhelm. But the dyed-in-the-wool cult members, as I've said before, it's like talking to that guy that used to be on Cass Avenue in the wheelchair with the sores all over him and with the screw cap wine at 3 in the morning. You don't talk to him. You just let him go by. Just let him go. He's arguing with a mailbox, and then he's now punching out a telephone pole. Stay away from that guy. That's like trying to argue with a progressive. You will never, ever, ever convince them based on any type of logic-driven, sensible argument. It cannot happen. It is an impossibility. You can, however, sway people that are not in the cult, that nibble around the edges of the cult, and maybe think, there is a man-made component to global warming. You know, they're not all the way in. But they have some stupid beliefs. Yes, those people can be possibly swayed a little bit and moved, and that's our job right now. That must happen. We cannot let that slide. By the way, if you have a kid in school and they're coming home and they're mouthing this stuff, throw all their stuff out in the front lawn and change the locks on the door. I don't care if they're 8 years old. You can't have them buying into the left-wing psychotic cult. Got it? Can't happen. Well, one of the things you could do, you get them the necessary articles to read as a grandparent, and you slip like a $5 or $10 bill in there and say, don't tell your mom. Don't tell your mom. Put it between the mattress and the box spring, just like we used to hide pornography, Playboy, Nugget magazine, things like that when we were little kids. What you do is you do it with the political stuff. Don't let your mom see you reading this stuff. She'll take it away from you, and she won't let you see your grandparents anymore. You got to get tactical, man. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
I say love is the season, but I can't.